Hi, everyone. This is Andrea Dumbecki from AngelFairyHealing.com, and I would like to talk about transcending the matrix. We hear that term a lot. I know I do, and I didn't really take it seriously. What does that mean? But I was getting a lot of downloads about that it means transcending the limitation that has been put upon us in our families, in our societies, the things that are heavy, the things that don't really give to us yet that we were born into, limiting beliefs about reality, things that hold us back from our super self. On a practical level, that could be working horrible jobs, feeling limited in the way that we can manifest or heal ourselves, just feeling trapped within the 3D structures in general, versus feeling that we are an unlimited being with unlimited potential. So this is an exciting time, I feel, where we are ready to transcend the matrix only because our soul is getting so big, our higher self is so large that it cannot live in the limitations from before. And this is part of ascension. So let's take a moment to connect with Archangel Michael, our spirit guides. Metatron is with us, and they are helping us to understand how transcending the matrix is part of our ascension right now. As our light body or our multidimensional aura activates, we are starting to let go of the old ways of limitation. Limitation on all levels, with health, with money, with career, with our ability to create the life of our dreams and to transcend the limitations of our ancestors and of humanity in general. So this is an exciting time, but it also can be a stressful, frustrating time because as we move through to transcend the matrix, we start to judge the old ways. The limitation feels like suffering. The old ways felt like, you know, just kind of years of hardship. And I honestly have felt this strongly the past 10 years, of feeling like I can't live the way my parents did. How do I fit into society? I don't understand the way this world works. And when I look deeper, it's because I'm here to create a new one. Many of us are. It's encoded in our DNA. We're bringing in higher consciousness, but we can feel like a stranger in a strange land, trapped in limitation. Okay? So when we look at that and we transcend that, we also realize that we are a master in human form awakening. So I'm going to do some work with the angels. This is a lot of very high dimensional downloads that can even be hard to put into words. So we just want to have our own experience with this. The angels are working in the pineal gland. They're working in the brain, in the belief system to help us to bust out of old paradigms. I think a lot of us can start to realize that the old paradigms almost feel painful to us. We can't live in the limitation from before. We're just ready to release that and overcome. And that can be a tumultuous process of purging, of releasing those lower negative, fearful, oppressive energies that can come across as karmic cycles of oppression, negative belief systems that hold us back, or just a general feeling of perpetual suffering. So let's take a moment to just relax and allow the angels to bring in their downloads for us to transcend the matrix and become our super self, activating human masters, right? Activating masters in human form. That's what they're saying. And I'm getting visions of the matrix of reality just kind of dissolving, breaking open to higher consciousness and our own light grid, divine blueprint, ascension, ascended self or light body, just kind of activating, busting out, ready to just expand. So that involves DNA upgrades, consciousness upgrades, connecting with a higher dimensional version of us. Many things are happening right now. So as we call in the angels to assist, I just want you to take some deep breaths and allow any negative energy to just release, any frustration, any inner conflict, anything that you've been feeling in resistance to this process, because that's what the angels say, is that we are having resistance to this process. And that's where the suffering comes in, is in the resistance. So we want to just take a deep breath and allow our body, our mind, our spirit, our consciousness to surrender to this, these higher upgrades, to just expand in joy to these higher upgrades. We feel beautiful white light, Christ, crystalline angels singing, helping us to click into this higher consciousness and know that we are powerful stewards of earth, of our lives, and that we have amazing potential. So if you are feeling limited, we just want to sit with that. We just want to release those veils of limitation and activate your super self in your subconscious, in your pineal gland, in your DNA, in your light body structure. The angels are saying, remember, 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 remember who you are. They are activating who you are. Body, mind, and spirit, heart, and soul. You've come here with a mission. You've come with many others. We're going to just kind of lift our vibration to get into the magical synchronicity of that, the magic of your purpose, the magical connections that you will make, and the magical connection that you have to the earth and the stars, the angels, the fairies, Mother Earth herself, and just activating that amazing journey. That amazing, amazing life purpose. We're blessing your future. We're helping everybody to transcend the matrix. And I get it. If you've been burdened by fears of the future, by fears of your own limitation, by suffering, we're going to pierce that now. We're going to break through that now. That's just a cloud of consciousness. It does not own us. It is not our true self. And we're working with the angels to just align and activate our super divine self and transcend the matrix. Our guardian angels are assisting us. This is a glorious path, but it takes lots of love, lots of patience, and honestly, lots of time to do introspection. Meditation is great. Journaling is great. Just kind of listening. And also call in what you need. If you need more information, if you need special books, special teachings, just call that in. And know that the universe is on your side, life is on your side, and the angels are supporting you. So this is Andrea Dumbecki from Angel Fairy Healing. You can reach me on my website. I also have a Facebook group, Angel Fairy Healing with Andrea Dumbecki. I offer private sessions, and I also have lots of classes and fun things. You can also find me on YouTube and Instagram. I'll talk to you guys soon.